Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
So if I do have an open wound on my ass cheek, I will sure put that.
But like, how often are you checking your ass cheeks for open wounds?
Every day.
You know?
Every day.
Like you might have an open wound on your ass cheek and not know it and then sit on a toilet and get hepatitis. No.
Oh, starting off with a soundboard.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Flashback with Smosh.
Yeah, we felt like this episode should have themed seating.
Yes. This is the first episode with themed seating. First of many.
Yeah. How expensive are toilets?
Did we buy these for this episode?
We just had these.
We just already had these here?
Yeah. I think Aaron suggested we do toilets as seats for this episode. We looked to art department and we were like, do we have toilets? And they're like, yeah, we have toilets.
Why do we just have toilets here?
I think that it's not strange that we have a toilet.
But I don't know why
we have two toilets. Because how many sketches called for two toilets?
Actually, we've done sketches where the joke was that we had two toilets sitting like right next to each other, facing each other.
Did we?
Yeah, it was a long time ago though. It wouldn't have made it here. That was in Sacramento.
That was like the photos from like the Sochi Olympics in Russia.
Yeah, where they're all right next to each other.
Yeah, where they just like made the worst bathrooms and like the toilets were facing each other. Ooh, I wonder if NASA, I wonder if the International Space Station has more toilets. In case one doesn't.
I don't know why I just imagine that they have suits on where they just shit in their like little tube.
Dude, they're not wearing
a tube
space
that just suctions it out.
Have you ever seen somebody inside the International Space Station?
Okay, you're right. I've seen people.
They're not wearing
around.
Suits.
Okay, I just imagine it just jettisoned the shit out the side immediately.
No, but I think the toilets do have like a suction to it.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's no gravity.
But it doesn't go to space.
No, I don't think so.
It's a weird diaper thing.
When you sit down on the toilet, you have to put a diaper on?
It's like a weird diaper thing because it's like, yeah, it's just gonna float.
Damn, who knew how much gravity helped you shit?
How come we haven't gotten those diapers yet?
Every time I'm on the toilet, I'm like, dude, wouldn't it be so nice?
It could be.
If you could strap a little diaper pack on and it will jettison.
Sometimes I need a little help. You know?
Oh, because it pulls it out?
Yeah, because it's got the suction.
It pulls it out of you?
I mean, I don't think it has like a little arm and it like reaches.
No, I was like,
pulls the log
it sucks it out of you?
I don't know. Does it suck it out?
20 minutes later.
If millennials just didn't buy Starbucks,
then they could have NASA toilets.
They'd be able to own homes now.
That's the real.
Yeah.
That's the real reason, let's be honest.
It's a real reason.
Yeah.
You gotta sneeze.
Have you guys ever shit your pants?
Sorry, I didn't. I wanted to cover my sneeze, but I didn't want to sneeze on this awesome shirt.
Yeah, yeah, you can't ruin the goods. I like how right before you sneezed, Aaron asked us, what did you ask us?
Have you ever shit your pants? Because you were talking about wearing diapers, and that would be a lot of shitting your pants.
I've never shit my pants. I've when I was a kid, you know, like you do like the little fart and then like it's juicy. I did that.
That's called a shart, sir.
Yeah, like a little bit of a shart. I've never like full blown shit my pants, but it is like truly one of my biggest fears.
Yeah.
Like because I had a horrible experience.
Dude, when you told me about that experience, it just kept getting worse and worse and worse.
This is first world problems. This is like one of my biggest traumas.
was it a truck stop or what was it?
Yeah.
So I was backpacking for a few days in the mountains in northeastern Utah. And I don't know if it was some of the water that I drank. We were filtering the water. We came down from the mountains and we ate at this place that was just like in the middle of nowhere called the, I don't think it'll hurt their business. It was called the Crazy Cow Cafe. I had like a big rack of ribs, and then like 20 minutes down the road, it was like, oh, I gotta go. And it's like rural Utah, so there's not like many stops. Uh-huh. And I barely made it. And then I was stuck in that truck stop bathroom for like 3 hours.
3 hours.
And it's like, it's not a fun place to be.
No. Like it was not, I'm sure it was not appealing to be in there whatsoever.
No, and there was this other guy next to me, and I think he was going through the same thing.
And not like this next to you.
No, there was a wall. There was a wall, but I could like see his like foot.
And it was like a stall with a visible area underneath it.
Yeah. Okay. Of course. And I could like see his foot, and it just like, I don't know. He just didn't look that healthy. I could tell from his feet.
Wait, was he there just as long as you?
He was there for a while, and he was making a lot more noise than I was. I was
like
kind of
body
like,
or mouth, like sounds.
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. I was very stealthy.
Uh-huh. You know? So how did the bathroom saga end? 3 hours. You're watching this guy's foot. I'm sure you have that.
I don't even know how I had that much in me.
And it just kept happening?
Yeah. I would go back out to my car being like, okay, I think we can go now. And then I'd get into my car and I'd sit there for like 30 seconds. I was like, nope, gotta go back. But I took some Imodium.
What is that?
See, Anthony clearly doesn't have poop problems.
What, do you know that?
You don't take Pepto, you don't take Imodium.
Imodium is like an anti-diarrheal medicine.
You deal with that a lot, Aaron?
No, I'm just, I'm human.
Yeah, so I took that and then I was fine. And then I was like so dehydrated the next day. It felt like a three day hangover.
I'm sure it felt like three days in there too.
Have you ever been dehydrated, like severely dehydrated?
Not severe. I've been thirsty.
Ooh.
And then don't they say being thirsty is the first sign of dehydration?
Yeah.
No,
who started that? Is that true?
I don't know.
I'm gonna drink some water right now.
Oh, Nat, did you just get thirsty?
I mean, you're making me think about it.
You're like, I am thirsty. Am I dehydrated? No, I've never been that dehydrated. And I hope to keep it that way.
I don't know why I drank this with two hands.
I don't know. Was it wet? Was it slippery?
I feel like I'm 5 years
old. It looks like you drink out of your sippy cup.
And I'm choking on water.
No, my pants shitting story is not nearly as exciting as that one.
No, like that, like literally, like I talked to my therapist about that.
New trauma just dropped. You're like,
yeah, it was like I have you ever like really had to go and you go to a gas station and they don't have a toilet?
Yep. Or it's out of order and then it's just like no other alternatives. If you ask for water, someone should give you water if they have access, and also there should be toilets for free.
Yeah.
And
tampons. Am I right, ladies?
Look at that. Ian loves ladies.
Look at that. You're welcome.
Always thinking about ladies.
Feminine hygiene problems.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Always thinking about them. Just in case.
We can take that out. So that was a story of me being stuck on the toilet, which I think is a great segue to today's video.
Yeah.
Which is titled Stuck on a Toilet.
Stuck in? Is it on or in? I feel like it's in a toilet, which is a little bit weird because I'm in a porta potty. But I think I called it that because we originally were going to call it stuck in a porta potty, and it was like, that word just looks so weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Porta potties.
And also people call it different things, like Porto John.
Porta John?
And Portaloo.
Oh, true. So we're like, let's just do toilet. So I think it's stuck in a toilet, which is a little bit weird of a
stuck
title.
Stuck on a toilet. Stuck on a toilet. Do people still know that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
On a toilet.
Okay, if Aaron knows it, everyone knows it.
All right, if Aaron knows it, everyone knows it.
Yeah. All right, let's, shall we start this amazing episode?
Shall we?
Okay, I know I've said this about so many episodes.
But this is one of your favorite episodes?
This might be my favorite episode. This episode is so good. The writing is so solid.
Okay.
From beginning to end. It's got a beeline story. It's got a nice little twist moment. I love it.
It's got it's got German words.
It's got, it's culturally inclusive. All right, shall we?
There's no way I'm sitting on that toilet without a seat cover.
Shut up!
Do you sit on the toilets with seat covers? We gotta get to it right now. Do you use a seat cover thingy, like a little paper thing?
Oh yeah.
I don't like those because I feel like it's like a, I feel like it kind of like you always like pee on it a little bit or like like there's always like something going on with it. So
you pee sitting down?
If you're pooping, pee comes out sometimes. Did you ever know that? Has that ever happened to you? What did they call it?
Dual ops.
So usually I'll just wipe it down with like some toilet paper and I feel good enough about that.
Oh, you wipe it. See, like if there aren't seat covers.
Did you do a makeshift toilet paper?
Yeah. I'll do It's three squares and two squares, because that gives like on each side.
Oh yeah.
It gives like the right kind of like curvature. And then I'll do that. But yeah, I'll use seat covers. It took a long time for me to realize that like the part that like flaps down, like the hinge is supposed to be at the front.
Oh, this way?
Yeah.
Why?
I guess to maybe like catch a pee-pee. If you like, you know.
But it soaks into it, and won't it eventually soak up to your legs?
No, I don't think so.
It's like peeing on a corner of a towel. It's going to eventually make it to the other side.
It's not absorbent like that.
It's a little absorbent.
But it doesn't go like, it's like cover the whole thing.
I feel like if I pee on it, it's going to eventually get to my leg.
No, that's never happened in the history of...
It's happened to someone.
Never.
Okay, anyway.
Oh wait, that's the wrong one.
I think what you're looking for is play.
But yeah, no, I use seat covers. I don't know if it's even effective, but it's more of like a peace of mind thing. And I don't know, like
it's super not effective.
Yeah. I mean, it probably prevents like lice.
Well, yeah, that's my real question is, what are those things intended to prevent? For me, it's really an issue of like if there's pee spatter on the toilet lid, I don't want to sit on it.
Yeah, So
I mean,
I'll wipe it, and then I'll put a seat cover on.
Is it proven germs? That the seat cover prevents anything?
I mean, like, I think it would prevent, like, the transfer of, like, lice.
Lice on the porcelain seat cover.
Well, if it's on
waiting
somebody's...
Waiting for butt hairs to grab onto?
Well, if it's on somebody's ass... And then it crawls off their ass on
what the
seat.
Fuck? When has anyone had ass lice that gets on the toilet seat lid that gets
bro,
on your
have you heard
ass?
Of crabs?
Yeah, is that
that's lice.
Yeah, but is it from toilet seats?
What?
They have it gets transferred from toilet seat to butt.
Why couldn't it?
Why do they hang out on the porcelain?
Why do they have to like check children for lice in schools? Because they can transfer.
From head to head. That's
yeah.
I could see from butt to butt, but I don't know about butt to seat to butt.
Yeah, but kids in school aren't just going, gah.
No, they're hanging out. They're like, here's my buddy.
Yeah, and it's like on a shirt, and then like the shirt like touches. Like, it doesn't have to transfer directly from ass to ass.
But
I think we gotta get a scientist on here to
explain this. PSA, crabs is not spread on toilet seats.
Crabs is not spread on toilet seats. Myth busted.
You just got learned.
I remember I watched an episode of, do you remember that there was a show called Bullshit?
Yeah.
And they did one on toilet seats, and I think they said that like your belly button has more bacteria and germs than your ass cheeks.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, is it really necessary to put that little...
Probably not.
So if I do have an open wound on my ass cheek, I will sure put that.
But like, how often are you checking your ass cheeks for open wounds?
Every day.
You know?
Every day.
Like you might have an open wound on your ass cheek and not know it and then sit on a toilet and get hepatitis.
I feel like there's a strong chance you would know that you have an open wound on your ass cheek if you have an open wound on your ass cheek. I mean, you're right. What I don't know, I don't know. If I haven't looked, I wouldn't know.
I'm not always checking my ass cheeks. Hey everyone, this is a PSA from Smosh. Hi, when's the last time you checked your ass cheeks? Every year, 5 billion people die from sitting on toilet seats with
ass cheek.
Call your local representative for a free ass cheek.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right. Shall we continue?
I think we did a good thing.
I do think that there are definitely some people that learned something from that. A few lives have been saved.
I think so.
Yeah.
We're 2 seconds into this video, and this video itself is like 15 minutes long already.
Let's play.
So, what do you think about my awesome shirt?
We just start right out the video about the shirt.
What?
Nothing. I've just been trying to learn German.
Are you seriously trying to prepare for Nazi zombies again?
No.
Whatever, man, can you just pull over at the next bathroom? My bladder's seriously about to explode.
Just use a bottle. I forgot that joke.
We just have 30 pee bottles.
Yeah.
I forget how we came up with that joke, but it's so good.
It's pretty good.
And if you look closely, all the bottles are slightly different shades.
Oh yeah.
Like it just gives you this idea that it's just been over the course of however many days.
Also, it's so gross that people just leave like bottles of pee.
Do people actually do that?
Yeah, dude. I was like walking through my neighborhood and there was just a bottle of pee on the side.
Why? At least have the decency to unscrew it and pour it out in the dirt.
Yeah, that's kind of like, to be honest, yeah, like they should just dump it out. It's just like, yeah, feed some plants.
Plants could use that, the nutrition.
Plants could use the nutrition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine.
Oh, I missed that Subaru.
Oh, yeah. Your ex. We just have this. Can we go back and look at what the hell all the other.
Learning to also like, can we appreciate the iPod?
Dude, this was your first iPod, right? This was the iPod Video.
Oh, this is iPod Video.
Because it had a slightly bigger screen than the iPod Color.
That's so funny.
My first iPod was iPod Color, and then soon after, I think within a year or so, you got your first iPod.
And I put an episode of South Park on it.
I remember you showing me the episode of South Park on this. Thing.
Yeah, we did a video.
Yeah.
It was like a day in life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you showed me on it. It's so nostalgic seeing this interface.
And you would would navigate the interface with a wheel.
Yeah.
I feel like we're like old people talking about the rotary phone.
We used to have to hand crank our cars.
Learning to eat cookies for breakfast.
All right, learning to knit sweaters, to walk on your knees, to poop standing up. That, for some reason, was a common joke in our videos, was the idea of pooping standing up.
It's a skill.
Massage a narwhal.
Mm. Wax your balls.
Wax your balls. Speak German phrases. How to read good. That's the only one that we spelled everything wrong. How to troll on YouTube. Common.
Nice.
And to eat cookies for breakfast. Was that a reference to...
Cookie Crisp?
Or Our Parents Suck video? It probably was just a reference to Cookie
Crisp. Oh, I don't think we did Parents Suck at this point.
Okay. It's funny because in Parents Suck, we literally had a line just dedicated to that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. What does it say? Music for the recently deceased? What?
I don't remember that joke. I think that was just a song that we had.
That was probably a metal song.
I think that was just a metal song that was like, literally playing.
Yeah, probably.
No way, but then we had this pop music playing. I don't know.
No. It was... No. We came up with this gag because we're like, okay, we need a reason that this porta potty door shuts and I can't get out.
Yeah. So we're like, oh, if we put a sign that says exactly what it'll do, then that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good plot device.
I think so.
And then there's a rock nearby to hold it open.
Oh, yeah. the SpongeBob boxers.
And of course, those are a reference to the first video that we hid a little secret thing in. That was the mm-hmm. Pokemon theme song. It was a quick little shot of me like this with the
yeah.
boxers. Anyway.
Common German phrases, part 3. Let's begin. I like wearing Lederhosen.
Ich mag tragen von Lederhosen.
Ich mag tragen von Lederhosen.
Very good.
Oh! Oh no.
No.
Uh-oh.
The unthinkable.
No!
I love how much the porta potty was like shaking.
Yeah, and we rented this porta potty
yeah.
just for this.
Yeah,
it was like brand new porta potty.
Yeah,
like it's never been shit in.
And we like yeah, we went to this like random cul-de-sac in the foothills.
Yeah,
to shoot it.
This is the perfect spot though. I just love this shot where you are clearly
I'm just sitting there,
like listening to your German phrases. Wait, who was the German guys that we got to record
oh,
this?
Oh yeah, they were like YouTubers.
They're
German YouTubers.
I think they did a lot of comedy skits too.
Yeah.
Oh man, someone just mentioned them to me. I forget their name.
I think they're was it called Y Titty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y Titty.
Yeah. I'm guessing it means something in German.
Or it just is like, wow, titty.
Yeah.
But I looked up their channel, they haven't posted in a while.
Oh, rip.
Rip. But
yeah. they reached out to us and they're like, anything?
Oh, they said, do you want to do any kind of collab? And we were like, well, I can't remember if we already had this written or if we reached out to them after we started writing this. But yeah, we were like, we need some
real German phrases.
Authentic German phrases.
And we probably said, like, make it sound kind of like Hitler.
We said sound super aggressive and
yeah.
angry.
Because that's, like, the only German that people have ever heard. Is
ever?
Like, is, like, angry, like, German screaming,
well,
you know?
I think it was just that there were a lot of clips of, like, historical pieces and stuff around that time floating on the internet with just, like, oh, German. Oh, Hitler angry.
Yeah, exactly. I think
yes.
that's the only German stuff I ever heard was like weird stuff like that.
That was the only German you heard at the time?
I mean, like, is there any German media that you've ever watched?
You know what? You're right. I mean, I feel like now with the internet making everything so much more connected, you're much more likely to hear German at some point.
Have you ever watched a German movie or a German television show?
Can't say I have. And for some reason, the only word that I really knew in German was Scheiße.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
There was like a song at the time that someone of our friends would play and it would like, shit, Scheiße, Mierd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what's that second word? Oh, that's. Mm-hmm. German for
well, and we
shit.
Always heard about German Scheiße films.
Oh, true. So anyway, we thought it'd be funny if you're it's super angry German and you're saying it back all.
Yeah,
excited.
And I'm saying like ah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm stuck!
How about this phrase, you stupid American? I just pooped my Lederhosen.
Ich scheiße auf meine Lederhosen.
Ich scheiße auf meine Lederhosen.
Very good.
It's funny, this video, it's almost 100% us separated from each other.
We're going through each of our trials and tribulations.
Yes. Yeah. There's an A story and a B story.
Mm.
That's what I was getting at.
Mm-hmm.
Bound to check on me sometime.
Oh yeah, and this was also inspired by 127
oh, yeah.
hours. I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like well, I think that was the
Original inspiration yeah. for making this. So 127 hours is about a man who was on a hike, apparently didn't
real
tell
life
anyone.
Story.
Yeah, real life story. Didn't tell anyone where he was going. Fell into some kind of a crevasse, and a rock had fallen at the same time, and he got his arm smashed under the rock in this awkward position in this crevice. Yeah, after 127 hours, decided, you know what, I'm gonna die. I have this pocket knife situation going on. I'm gonna cut off the arm so I can leave.
Yeah.
Horrible.
And he died. No,
he lived to tell the story,
yeah.
which
and
is...
And then James Franco got to play him.
And I'm glad he lived, because or else we wouldn't have inspiration for this.
Nah, we would have still done it.
just somehow I can slide. I love this music. It's like,
okay, there's clearly a massive gap on the bottom.
And if I can slide down, I'd be able to slide out the gap.
Yeah, maybe, but maybe it's too far down.
Who knows? Way too far down.
You're gonna take a nap on the floor of a porta potty.
It was never used. Mm. Don't judge.
I wonder how they clean out porta potties. Have you ever thought about that? Because I'm sure you've seen some pretty bad porta potties.
I'm guessing they just take a hose to it.
Just a hose?
Yeah, it's plastic.
I feel like they need like antiseptic.
Antiseptic hose spray.
Yeah, maybe.
This was such a good story.
I'm still sitting there learning German.
For 172 hours. And how long did I sleep for? That is such a disgusting image.
I like how we're like, it's not enough to just show a cheeseburger.
Maybe we
filmed it and we were like, oh, people may not get what it is.
We for sure added that little jingle afterward because it was supposed to just be the shot of it, then the zoom in. But yeah, we were like, okay, seeing a cheeseburger in a toilet for some reason makes it just feel like, okay, am I missing something? This is not a cheeseburger. This is like shit or something.
Yeah.
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 So.
Cheeseburger! Yeah. Oh, can you reach it? That's so gross,
just my fingers scraping on the toilet. This music is so good, the soundtrack here. Ooh, that's a classic iPhone.
Four?
That was four,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, it's time I say my goodbyes. Hey, Mom.
This is so...
I guess this is it.
Wait, you gotta hear what I say.
Oh, God, I hate it when people record vertically.
Oh, my God. That dates this thing.
Yeah.
Just the idea of recording vertically was so cringy back then.
Yeah, dude. Yes, it was, yeah. Like, if you recorded vertically, you're an idiot.
Well, because no one shared, the only places that you would see vertical video and it would be displayed properly was if you were, like, text someone a video. Otherwise, when are you seeing a vertical video displayed on a vertical screen?
Right,
because
YouTube was really the only place where, like, video was.
YouTube, they did have a mobile version of the app at this time, but still, it would always display the video horizontally.
Yeah.
So if you were to pull up your phone, watch a video that was recorded vertically on the YouTube app, it would be this teeny tiny little thing in there. So, yeah. So it was cringy back at one point in time.
Yeah, it was like old people would like pull up their phone to record something and be vertical. And
yep.
Like, what are you doing?
Now it's the old people that record it horizontally.
Yeah.
And the old people is us.
Damn, life got better.
Yeah.
It is easier to record vertically.
Well, yeah, and then every device has a way to like full screen it and display it on a vertical screen if it has capability.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Anyway, so apparently I had my phone on me this whole time.
Mm. Hi, Mom. I guess this is it. Hey, Dad. Sorry I never mowed the lawn. Hey, Ian. Thanks for getting me killed. Yeah, you're a really great friend. Oh, and to the lady at the Burger King, I know I asked for a water cup, but I filled it with Sprite. Yeah.
I had your image as this on my phone until the day that we recorded our I Spent a Day With video, the interview video. Mm-hmm. And we took a picture together. And it was that day I was like, you know what? I think it's time for me to update this picture.
Wow. Yep.
So I had that on my phone for like 12 years.
That is just the worst.
And your photo. your name was literally Ian Hecox's worst friend ever in my phone forever.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I did change that.
Okay.
But the picture really did stay.
Yeah, that is just horrible.
Did you take that photo specifically for this? This doesn't even look like you.
I think this might have been just like after one of our like heroin benders, you know?
Yeah, those are always an issue. But they're a fun time to take photos.
Just like...
Yeah.
I
never thought it would be nostalgic to see an old iPhone interface, too.
Dude, and it's also funny to see like how bad design was.
Like where this, everything like was like beveled and gradients and...
Yeah, and like the slide to answer...
It's because they wanted, at one point in time, it's like they wanted to design everything to look like realistic with shadows and contours.
Look like a real button.
Look like a real interactive thing.
It's so ugly.
Yeah, but it's just coming off the heels of actual physical things, so it's like people needed to have that correlation.
Yeah.
Anywho. I like
Dude,
how we just ripped
make
music.
It quick. I'm in the middle of recording my goodbyes.
That wasn't the real.
No, but we ripped someone else's. Parody.
Oh. They don't need to know that.
They'll never find out.
Hurry the hell up, man! You took so long that now I have to take a shiza.
After 172 hours?
What? Dude, I can't hear you. What?
Hello? Anthony? Anthony, can you hear me?
Oh, no.
Great.
He used up all his battery.
Huh. Guess I should have told him I was trapped in here, huh?
Oh, dummy! Oh. You big dummy doo-doo head!
You stupid.
Wow.
Now what?
this ominous pocket knife. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, no.
I can stand up now?
If James Franco can do it, anyone can.
I like how I'm referring to the actor rather than the real person.
Thinking that the actor did it.
Because
like
it says everything. Based on a true story. I'm like, of course the actor is the one that it happened to.
Yeah. Like movies are real.
Thumbnail. What?
Twist of the century.
Oh, yeah.
Twist of the mother effing century.
So this is why the awesome shirt was created in the first place. Because we were writing the script and we were like, okay, we need to have something where it's gonna throw people off, make them think that my dick got caught in the door or something and that I was cutting it off. And then instead it's this awesome shirt that is too valuable to me and I never wanted to destroy it.
Yeah, win. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh no. Do I have to sneeze again?
No. Not again. No. No.
I'm gonna go into the shirt this time.
Oh no, not in the awesome shirt. No. That's awesome shirt.
Sorry, that was a very weird sneeze. I was like, I realized there's tissues over there. I could have just ran in that time. But okay.
Oh man, now you're tired. All that sneezing.
Let me just take a nap.
Ian sleeping on the toilet, I'm sure, is not something new.
Have you ever fallen asleep on a toilet? Anyway.
Actually, yes. Anyway. What? You haven't fallen asleep on a toilet? Ever? Even for just like a couple minutes?
No.
Okay, so you've never been A, very hungover in your early 20s. B, got up.
Wait, when did I say I've never been very hungover?
Well, because that happens sometimes when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're so drunk.
That you fall asleep on a toilet?
It happens to people.
You fell asleep on a toilet.
I have fallen asleep on a toilet, yes. Isn't that weird?
Did you like fall over?
No, you're just like.
What?
Yeah. What? It's
Brendan's nodding. Have you fallen asleep on a toilet?
It happens. It happens.
Have you fallen asleep on a toilet?
No.
No?
What?
Okay, no. All right, we're at 50-50 so far. No? No? Okay.
So 2 for 5. Well, I'm a no, so it's actually, yeah, it's 2 for 6.
Whatever. Okay. Whatever. 33% of us have.
You got problems.
33% is a pretty high margin.
That's weird, bruh.
Anyway, so.
Oh.
Anyway, so I designed. I wanted this shirt to look like I hand drew this shirt, but yet was so obsessed with it that I was not willing to cut it for the time that I was trapped in here. And I'd say it's a pretty good design.
Yeah. Speaking of the awesome shirt.
Oh, shit. Awesome shirt.
So we have decided for a limited time.
Yeah, this was a favorite back in the day. People lost their shit.
We are selling these again. They have this fun little tag below, and there's a little secret message that we've hidden in the tag that we won't tell you what it is. It's a secret, but I'm looking at it right now.
So we're bringing these back for just 1 week after this video drops. So you could get this for a very limited time. We sold this for a little bit back in the day, but then they were gone and gone forever. We have recovered the design.
This is so soft.
This is way softer than the original design.
My God.
It's way better than
that. Yeah, the original design was like Gildan shirt.
Yeah. So then we've also upgraded them and thrown on this little tag.
A little secret message.
Little limited edition. Ooh. Edition.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, I know.
These are.
Oh, yeah.
These feel good.
Oh, yeah, no, this is really good.
I mean, I guess I'm wearing them.
You're wearing the same one, actually.
But. Oh, man. Available for a limited time. So if you want the most awesome shirt in the world,
go to smosh.com.
Go to smosh.com. How much time do they have? Do we know?
Yeah, just 1 week.
1 week?
Yep. And once they are gone, they are gone.
They are
forever.
Gone.
Gone. Gone. Gone. Gone.
Obama.
Yeah.
So, smosh.com.
Yeah.
Let's finish out this video. So, okay. You cut off your shirt. We all thought it was your ween.
I know.
And actually, I thought it was your ween.
Because you forgot?
Well, yeah, when you showed me that like weird AI video, you showed me this video some point like months ago, and I forgot the twist.
You forgot the twist that we wrote.
I thought it was your wiener. I was like, oh, you got your wiener stuck in
there. No.
But nope, I got bamboozled.
Now it's ruined.
It just nip slipped right there.
Something for the ladies.
And for some reason, I cut the roof off, but I couldn't cut anything else.
Yep. Oh, and you got the cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah. Like, you think that it's fake? Like,
I
was just imagining.
I would go in there if I were you.
Why?
Well, you know how I said I had to use the bathroom earlier?
Yeah?
Your underwear?
Well, I don't have to anymore.
Oh, God, dude!
Uh-oh.
No!
Oh, no.
Oh, scheiße.
Hey, I learned German.
Yeah, you did. That was the moral of the story.
Yeah.
Is that if you try learning German for 172 hours straight, you will learn it.
Yeah, Duolingo can't do that. Unless they pay me to say it can.
Unless you want a sponsor, then you can.
By the way, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Oftentimes in life, we're faced with tough decisions and the path forward isn't always clear. No matter what you're dealing with, whether it's anxiety, depression, or thoughts that keep you up at night, therapy helps you stay connected as you navigate life. And trusting yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. I've been a huge proponent of therapy since I started going about 6 years ago, which aligns with exactly the time that I left Smosh. It helped me in ways I never thought it would, like having empathy for my past self and therefore understanding my present self better. And it also helped me with relationships, and it helped me grow, and it helped me reconnect with old friends that I never thought I would. So if you've been thinking about starting therapy, BetterHelp might be perfect for you. It's 100% online and it's designed to work around your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll be matched with a certified and licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/smosh for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/smosh. Now back to Flashback.
I thought that writing was super solid. I thought the pacing was great.
It's tight.
Yeah.
It's very tight.
It's very tight.
We have behind the scenes.
Oh, let's just play. I want to see what the ending here said.
To see an alternate ending and
get an alternate ending
and get the awesome shirt Anthony was wearing,
there's the
click
awesome
the
shirt.
Link in the description below. Thanks for subscribing.
What was going on?
See you later. What is that stuck in the oh my god, I got my shoelace caught in the door.
Oh, here comes the extras.
I actually forgot that. Oh man, I didn't know we had an alternate ending for this.
It's not real.
Do you think we're joking?
It might have been just like a silly little thing we did.
All right, I gotta see.
But I don't remember.
I haven't seen these extras again since this was first released.
Yeah, I probably said something really problematic.
Guaranteed.
Not right now.
By the way, these extras will be released officially for anyone who is a Smoshtastic or Smosh Royalty tier member of this channel.
Whoa.
And you can go watch it officially in super high quality 720 or 1080p.
Whoa.
And that just came out right now. That just dropped.
It just dropped like this seed cover.
Anyway.
Shut up!
Oh yeah, it feels so good to piss!
Hey Dad.
What?
Sorry I never mowed the lawn. I just didn't know what you meant when you said you wanted me to whack my weeds.
What? Wait, can we look at the board? Or at the clapper? Smosh? Stuck in the potty, I guess, is what we were originally going to call it, actually.
Stuck in the potty.
John Jimenez?
Jimenez
is my bad. That camera operator. And look at the date.
3/12?
Ooh. March 19th, 2012.
Damn, boy.
Dude, that's crazy. And of course, that is our assistant director, Ethan.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very fun man.
That's cool. Oh, yeah, I'm draining my sausage.
Just use a bottle. They're all full.
Oh, this is the alternate ending.
Fine.
Oh, my God, I'm not holding the wheel.
Oh, the alternate ending is we die in the first 5 seconds.
Yeah. I love those alternate endings.
Sorry I never took out the trash. I just f***ing hate trash.
What? Oh, this is disturbing.
Uh-oh. Someone called Sam and Colby.
There was a man in the back seat.
So gross.
Why do we keep cutting to that with no context?
Right.
I did hit the camera operator.
So, what do you think about my awesome sh?
It looks like shisa. Funny. Unnecessary censorship. Because it made it sound like you said, what do you think of my awesome shit? But you said
I didn't even know this was a bleep there.
Oh. Really?
I thought that I just had a brain malfunction. I was like, why don't we just play the exact clip that was in the video?
No,
looks like think about my awesome shit.
Oh.
It looks like shite.
Did say it. But in my head, I was like, I said sure. It's just us making faces.
Yeah.
Who would throw away a perfectly good double cheeseburger?
Oh, that was the original line. I originally said that, but we didn't think that worked as much, so we just added the zoom. Cheeseburger.
Weird.
I don't know.
Did other people have these haircuts at the time?
What do you mean did other people have these haircuts?
Did other people have these haircuts at the time? No, I think I was an original.
We were, yeah. We were definitely trailblazers in this kind of hairstyle.
Hair technology.
Yeah, so anyone that did end up having this hairstyle, which was probably in the millions, hundreds of millions, is directly influenced by these two gentlemen on the screen right now who are trailblazers in the field.
I did hear of people that got like my hair, like used me as a reference for their haircut, and I'm like,
did you?
My
for real,
for real,
for real.
Okay, it might seem cringy and weird and outdated and silly and dumb and bully and bready, but
I mean, like, I didn't even for a long time I didn't even want this haircut, but, but like the audience was so attached.
Really, when were you done with it?
What?
When were you done with it?
Oh, I guess I was still rocking it at this point, but I'd say like by the time I moved to like LA. It was like, I was like 27.
Did you move in 2013 or 2014?
2014. I moved at the end of 2014.
And you still had it then?
Yeah. It was like questionable at this point, but I still looked like, I think I still looked like young enough that it was like, okay.
Yeah.
But I think by the time that I was like 27 and I was like, you know, it was very clear that I was like an adult. And it was like getting to that weird point where it's like, oh, do I look like an emo dad?
Oh, like, yeah.
That like, oh, I should probably, this needs to change. But the audience was so attached to the bowl.
No, it's for real. And even now we get comments saying like, please go back to the old haircuts. Or like, it's not the same without it. Or like,
so
the
sad.
Only thing missing is the old haircuts.
Yeah, it would be like sad if we... If I tried to go back,
you like, mean you mean like to have it and to rock it and to be proud of it?
I couldn't be proud of it, and I don't think I'd be able to rock it.
There are a few YouTubers who told me that they like who had the exact same hairstyle as I did.
Yeah.
That they took a picture of me to their hairstylist. Joey Graceffa told me that.
Oh my god.
Dan Howell told me that.
Yeah, you and Dan. Joey Graceffa did have.
Yeah.
Wow.
I felt like all the biggest YouTubers had that hairstyle for a bit.
So we were trailblazers.
I'm telling you, we did it.
Yeah.
God, we're just so cool.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, yeah, lots of people had those hairstyles.
Would you
yeah.
ever bring it back?
I don't think I could. I don't think I could bring this hair back in the same way. I think
why?
I don't think I have the same thickness of hair anymore.
It's changed?
I think it's moved back.
But if it's comb over, you wouldn't
I feel like it wouldn't be as like it would be like a little like more strandy. Hmm. You know? Like I think.
Oh shit, he's doing it! He's doing it!
My hair's pretty long right now. So.
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay.
Let's see. I really think you'd be able to rock it just the same. I don't think that your hair texture has changed. Now this really just looks like a toupee.
Well, that's what people said about my hair back then.
Yeah, it kind of did look like.
Like they called it a comb over.
It's giving redacted.
Yeah, it's just like my like unhinged redacted character.
Yeah, a little bit.
Any privilege.
So yeah, back then I definitely chemically straightened my hair, and I wore a beanie when I went to sleep, and I flat ironed it again in the morning to get it that straight. So it was a labor of love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you say it was a labor of love?
A labor of love.
Did you love your hair?
I actually did love it.
Nice.
Yeah. Also, it was huge in the emo scene, so a lot of people had that haircut. Aaron.
I know.
Did you feel like you had that hair for too long?
I got rid of it in 2007. Remember we did that video called Anthony Gets a Haircut where you cut my hair?
Mm-hmm.
I got rid of it.
Like Donny Osmond?
Yes, I did look like Donny Osmond in it.
What?
This is 2012.
Yeah, so in 2007 I cut it and then I felt like my face looked weird.
Mm.
And I think partially it was because I was like pure white on my forehead and then like tan on my cheeks. So it looked really weird. So I grew it back, and I learned how to do it a little bit better.
Oh.
And then I was into it. I was into it at this point.
Okay.
I liked it when it was longer, like this. Mm. But then I got over it in 2013 maybe. I can't remember when I cut it. Yeah. Maybe 2014, I got over it. But it's mostly because of the maintenance and how long it took to straighten it and all that.
Yeah.
So I was over it by 2014.
Word.
Word.
The Oprah with the guy and the Bigfoot with the pickles.
Oh, we were cutting that out. We're supposed to cut little words.
Yeah, it was like what was coming through on your side when we're like losing.
And we're supposed to have like static Oprah, static pickles, static.
Yeah. Yeah.
You. You're a terrible friend. I hope you go die in a fire.
This is literally the guy that was in the toilet next to me. This is for anyone that hasn't been in the men's restroom before, or maybe it happens in the women's restroom too, I don't know.
I'm sure it happens.
That's a common sound you will hear. In a larger restroom, you're gonna hear at least one guy is going.
I feel like what you commonly hear, but then there's a kerplunk sound after that usually.
The concerning one is where it just sounds like a faucet.
Oh.
And you're like, oh, dude, buddy.
I feel like going into the rest, especially at like an airport or something where there's a lot of stalls, mm-hmm. you get a pretty good idea at just how fucked up people's digestive systems are.
Yeah, for real. You're getting like a snapshot into like potentially like your future as like a 60-year-old man.
Hopefully not if you eat well.
Or if you're like hearing like... Sorry. We'll probably just cut all this out. But like if you're like peeing next to like another person and you're hearing it's like
is that like kidney stones or is that
I think it's like prostate problems maybe.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
Or are they just trying to strengthen like they're doing Kegels?
Like they're intentionally like
So hey, we don't kink shame.
I don't Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You learn so much about people's bathroom issues unasked for.
Oh, this is
you're just being subjected to people's issues.
It's so difficult to sit on this thing.
Legs falling asleep?
Yeah, you know when you sit on a toilet too long? That is exactly what's happening to me right now.
You want
to
put the seat down?
I've never. Yeah, can I? This makes too much sound though, right? I've never sat on a toilet so long with pants on.
That's pretty privileged.
Let's keep going.
Okay.
So this is what the song really was. Okay, now we know what song was really playing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mom. I guess this is it. There's nothing left. I'm gonna die in this shitter. But I wasn't a quitter. Other rhymes like that.
Apple fritter.
That's a good one. Apple fritter.
Oh, my God. Oh no. Is this the alternate scene from Titanic? Damn, you went all out in this blooper.
Always wear a spare. Always wear a spare.
I almost pulled down. If I wasn't wearing that spare, there would have been some b-hole on camera.
Mm-hmm. Always wear a spare or you would have seen something in there.
And it would have been some hair everywhere.
Baby or man pair.
In my underwear. Yeah! That's right. That's right.
So that was stuck on a toilet.
In a toilet. How dare you?
That was stuck in a toilet. I feel like I shared some very vulnerable moments in this episode.
You did. I don't think I shared my pants shitting story, but it's just not as exciting, and I feel like it's not even worth it.
Well, we should just save it for another time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do we have any other toilet related? Oh, yeah, we do have another bathroom related.
We have two guys, one bathroom. And then there's also that weird bathroom song one where it was like stop motion a little bit and it was like go into the bathroom gun.
Yeah. Okay. Probably won't show that one cuz I think that one was pretty mid.
That was super mid. I don't even want to show it.
I think it was we were like
Yeah.
That was definitely us just trying to throw something together because we made one sketch a week back then.
We were making a lot.
Whoo!
Was that two sketches a week at that point?
Oh, because of Every Blake Ever too?
I think.
Ooh.
Maybe.
Wow, our quality took a hit.
Maybe you'll share your pinch hitting story for another episode.
If this video gets 100,000 likes, I'll share my pants shitting story.
Okay.
At some point.
I think that's fair.
That's fair.
Is it funny?
No. It's not funny.
When are they ever? Thank you all so much for watching. When the end card plays, you're going to be hearing a song that someone has made very lovingly for Flashback with Smosh. We asked you guys to make some jingles for us.
Took a little while for us to get to it, but we want to do it the right way.
Want to do it the right way.
So enjoy this song.
Enjoy. Bye.
Flashback, flashback.
Oh, that's better.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.